Imagine you're in a meeting when a colleague shares a problem. Before they've even finished explaining, you're already formulating advice. Sound familiar? This reflexive urge to solve others' problems is what Michael Bungay Stanier calls the advice trap, a pattern that undermines leadership effectiveness despite our best intentions. Why does our advice work less effectively than we think? Two fundamental reasons. We're often solving the wrong problem, and even when we're addressing the right challenge, our solutions are mediocre at best. When someone approaches with an issue, your advice monster immediately jumps to fix the first challenge mentioned rather than discovering what's really going on. The first problem shared is rarely the real one. It might be a symptom, a guess, or simply the most visible issue. By rushing to solve it, you miss addressing what truly matters. Even when you identify the right problem, you're operating with incomplete information, a mix of partial facts, assumptions, and opinions, while overestimating your own brilliance. The real cost? Dysfunctional work patterns that ripple through organizations. Advice giving demotivates others by undermining their autonomy and signals they're only valued for implementing others' ideas, not for thinking. Meanwhile, advice givers become overwhelmed by unnecessarily taking on everyone else's problems, creating bottlenecks that compromise team effectiveness. You can't scale your impact when everyone depends on you for answers. Your advice monster manifests in three personas. Tell, it convinces you that your value comes from having answers. This voice emerges when time feels short, craves the spotlight, and insists you know best, leading you to impose solutions without listening. Save it is subtler, making you believe everything would fail without your intervention. Disguised as helpfulness, it appears when conflict approaches and carries a sense of martyrdom. You assume responsibility for others' problems and feel obligated to fix everything. Control operates from the background, insisting success requires maintaining control. This manipulative persona fears empowerment. When dominant, you control conversations, feel anxious when discussions deviate from your plan, and redirect to your agenda. All three personas share one uncomfortable belief: you're superior to the other person. Your advice monster implies others aren't capable of solving their own problems, an unsustainable approach that exhausts you and disempowers everyone around you. Becoming more coach-like is a hard change, a complete operating system overhaul, not a simple fix. It creates tension between present you, who craves immediate gratification, and future you, who needs uncomfortable transformation for greater rewards. We cling to dysfunctional behaviors for their short-term benefits. Your advice monster satisfies present you by feeling smart and in control while sabotaging future you, the leader who could develop others and create sustainable success. Being more coach-like means staying curious longer and rushing to advice less quickly. The three coaching foundations are: be lazy, stop solving others' problems; be curious, tame your advice monster; and be often, make every interaction potentially coach-like. This journey isn't about perfection, but progress. Small experiments that gradually build your coaching habit through consistent practice. Like mountain climbing, you'll move forward and backward, but the view from becoming the leader you aspired to be makes the challenging journey worthwhile. The backbone of becoming more coach-like is mastering seven essential questions. The kickstart question, "What's on your mind?" opens the conversation and gives the other person control. The AWE question, "And what else?" helps you resist giving premature advice while uncovering deeper issues. The focus question, "What's the real challenge here for you?" cuts through noise to identify what truly matters. The foundation question, "What do you want?" clarifies desired outcomes, while the strategy question, "If you're saying yes to this, what must you say no to?" acknowledges necessary trade-offs. The lazy question, "How can I help?" ensures appropriate support, and the learning question, "What was most useful here for you?" creates closure and reinforces learning. These questions become more powerful in combinations, like the focus combo, asking about the real challenge, followed by multiple "and what else" questions. For effective questioning, ask one question at a time. Skip lengthy intros. Avoid rhetorical questions. Start with what? Embrace silence, listen attentively, acknowledge responses simply, and use these approaches across all communication channels. When preparing for coach-like conversations, stay curious using a self-reminder keyword or by starting with "I'm curious." Instead of playing the advice monsters game, change it entirely by helping others find their real challenge through genuine curiosity. 6 foggy fires commonly obscure the core issue. Twirling, rushing to solve the first challenge mentioned. Coaching the ghost, focusing on absent people. Settling, sensing but avoiding deeper issues. Popcorning, multiple challenges emerging rapidly, creating chaos. Big picturing, keeping conversations impersonal with we and them statements. Yarning, endless detail-heavy stories with no clear endpoint. For each pattern, notice what's happening, name it, and ask the focus question: what's the real challenge here for you? This requires courage, gently pushing past comfortable topics to where the real challenge lies. I might be wrong, but it feels like we're not yet on the real topic. Is that just me, or do you feel it too? When conversations get tough, our brains scan for threats every 5 seconds, defaulting to retreat. Your job is to keep people engaged using the TERRA framework: tribe, expectation, rank, and autonomy. Tribe concerns whether the brain feels among friends. Create this by asking questions instead of giving advice, using we language and acknowledging feelings. Expectation addresses our need for predictability. Create this by establishing mini milestones and revealing the process. Rank relates to feeling equal or superior in status. Raise others up by making them feel important through coaching questions that signal their opinion matters. Autonomy addresses our need for choice. When the brain feels in control, it stays engaged, so provide options, even small ones, within necessary parameters. The TERRA elements sometimes conflict. Increasing tribe might diminish rank. Your goal isn't perfection in each area, but raising the overall TERRA quotient, like balancing elements on a mixing board to create psychological safety. Your journey to becoming more coach-like requires courageously stepping into your future self, moving beyond fears that trap you in present patterns. Your advice monster prophesies disaster through its 3 personas: tell it, save it, and control it. Test these fears specifically. See if others generate decent ideas without your input, whether problems truly remain unsolved without your intervention, and if conversations reach useful outcomes without your course correction. By testing these fears and discovering the worst doesn't happen, you create freedom from the advice trap. When you slip back into old habits, simply acknowledge it and return to curiosity. Taming your advice monster requires courage, practice, and challenging assumptions about your value. By shifting from having answers to helping others find solutions, you become a catalyst for growth. True courage lies in staying curious, creating space for others to discover their wisdom while building an organization that thrives on collective intelligence rather than individual heroics.